From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live the 30th day of May 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. For just one segment, Wayne Madsen of the Wayne Madsen Report will be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half, middle of the second hour, to give us his breakdown. Attack on South Korean ship looks like a false flag operation. That's his words, and I always really respect his analysis in hindsight. He's somebody who I've really never seen be wrong. A lot of great sources, also worked, of course, with multiple U.S. intelligence agencies. And they are confirming now the torpedo is a German torpedo. There's no history of the Germans selling their high-tech torpedoes that are launched out of their Dolphin submarines that they've sold to Israel and others being used. And so we'll talk to him briefly coming up later in the second hour. I want to talk some about Memorial Day just briefly when we come back, my view on it, and the great veterans of this nation. So I'll speak to that. Also, they're now saying it's not one oil leak, not two. The AP's now reporting three miles away. Well, I mean, it's like they found a fissure in the earth and oil's just coming out. Well, the truth is they found all sorts of naturally occurring oil seepage. You have oil seepage on the ground, and you have oil seepage in the sea. What do you think tar pits are? The La Brea tar pits in downtown Los Angeles, full of saber-toothed tigers and mastodons and woolly mammoths and arboreal North American giant ground sloths. It's an oxymoron. They're arboreal and they're ground sloths, both arboreal and ground sloths. But we'll be discussing that, and it's just devastating the Louisiana Mississippi coastlines. We've got video of a congressman breaking down and crying, watching that wonderful community down there, so beautiful, being decimated, but it will come back. Oil is toxic, but not that toxic. The chemicals they're using to disperse it, though, that's another story. This is one of the classic examples of the cure being worse than the disease. So that is coming up as well. We have some big developments going on with Mexico, huge economic developments. In fact, guys, I was digging through my IMs I sent you. And I'll come out there during the one-minute break, but I didn't see it in my stacks. And I just now realized that incredible announcement by Geithner, where he says to China when he was there last week, he said, I think this is going to be my top story, and then I just realized that I'm at home and I am my articles here to have them printed here, and sometimes they don't make it through, but we have a video of Geithner saying, the U.S. is done. We're never going to basically come back financially. We can't be your market anymore, China. You better become sustainable and sell to yourself. And the other bizarre statement of Europe's going to have to be China's new trading partner because the U.S. is just done. They've sucked us dry. When Europe and the United States are pretty much in the same financial situation, run by the very same private banking cartel. And so we'll be discussing that. To say that the news is off the chart, I mean, I say this at the start of almost every radio show now, to say that the news and information is off the chart is because it is off the chart, and it's getting more off the chart. It's like a car that can go to 1,000 RPMs. Well, suddenly it can go to 2,000, then 3,000, then 4,000. I mean, it broke the gauge a long time ago of craziness. Here's one, Israel stations nuclear missile subs off Iran. Times of London, very prestigious publication. You've got Israel preparing to bust a blockade or enforce a blockade of peaceful people trying to bring medicine into Gaza. Flotilla set for final leg of Gaza blockade, busting bid. Israeli gunships head to sea to block flotilla. That's AP. So I'm going to come back and rattle through a whole bunch of this important news. And there is a lot of it. And then I'm going to get into the big news, the financial situation, when the bankers are announcing, ding, oh, what's that sound, honey? Oh, the turkey's cooked. Oh, the turkey's cooked for 12 hours? Go get it out. Let's eat it. You know, Geithner, America's done, he tells the Chinese.
Music.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, my friends, the 30th day of May 2010. I want to talk about Memorial Day first, and then I'm going to run through all of the amazing news here. And amazing is the word. Israel stations nuclear missile subs off Iran. Times of London, Israel rejects call to join anti-nuclear treaty. At least there's a real discussion about the fact that Israel has 400 nukes, but says no one else in the region is allowed to have them. Also, starving and deluded, yet North Korea is ready for war. Going back to Israel, Israel war game rehearses Iran attack. Flotilla set for final leg of Gaza blockade, busting bid. French news agency, hundreds of activists braced for the final leg of their attempt to go through a Gaza Strip embargo, a bid Israel vowed to defeat. And that was yesterday. Now here is another headline. Israel gunships head to sea to block flotilla. And it says their ships headed out to sea Friday to stop a flotilla of pro-Palestinian activists from reaching the Gaza Strip, the military said, setting the stage for what could become a dramatic showdown on the high seas. You know, Gaza's been under siege for several years, oldest form of total war. But we'll continue to follow that as it unfolds. Also, second Iceland volcano issues ominous warning. The volcano is Katla and is many times bigger than the one that's already screwed up air travel the last few months. And they're saying it's set to blow. So we'll be talking more about that coming up in the broadcast. Also, pirates threaten boats on U.S.-Mexico border. AP, California College offers scholarship to illegal aliens. That's Fox News. Well, what's the big deal? I mean, illegal aliens have always, the last 30 years, gotten in-state tuition. When other U.S. citizens don't get it and they get first dibs on all the welfare and all the free scholarships, I mean, that's on record because you know, the globalists want to break down the borders and have a group here that'll vote for gun control and big government. And 90-plus percent of the illegals, when they get to vote, finally vote to take our guns and take our property. So, of course, the banks are bringing them in. Got to bring down the U.S., administration opposes Arizona law that penalizes the hiring of illegal immigrants. You know, the feds have lied, and Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, of insecurity, she's got plenty of money for the feds to be spying on returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, people like that, and to harass gun shops and gun shows. But last week in Congress, she admitted she hasn't read the Arizona bill. Well, I've read it. We've read it on air. It is identical. Identical, except that it says Arizona and the state instead of federal, to federal law. And that's if the feds, because the federal law is very weak, happen to already arrest somebody in the commission of a crime or suspicion, drunk driving, speeding, whatever. And if they don't have identification, they are to be brought to ICE. Or what's the La Migra? Feds don't do that. You've seen it in the news where they'll do a stage meat packing plant arrest of 500 people and give every one of them a green card on the spot. They'll arrest them in front of TV cameras and take them down the street, or they'll take them and give them green cards and have them build the fake border fence that you could drive a the Empire State's Building through. And then they only built a 50-something miles of the 2,000. It's just completely Obama announced this week the 1,200 troops are just to fight drugs coming across the border. Yeah, and of course, I guess they're well-trained. If these troops come from Afghanistan, they could plant poppies in South Texas. Of course, they don't grow well here. They only grow well in a few geographic areas of the globe, 90-plus percent in Afghanistan. And our own troops are on the news admitting, I guess, on Memorial Day, one of the symbols of supporting vets has always been a poppy. You know why? Because it's a painkiller. Well, the poppies associated with troops having their arms and legs blown off. And so the poppy brings them heroin. It brings them relief. So I guess the entire symbol of America and the entire symbol of our troops should just be a big, giant poppy. And we can have the troops down on the border who are there for show. In the Associated Press, they admit not allowed to interdict illegals, not allowed to even call the Border Patrol if they see them. Bush put them down there 5 years ago. They get shot at by Mexican troops. They were told to run. Our troops are told to run. How about on Memorial Day, we memorialize that our republic has died? How about we have a memorial like you go to, you know, grandma's grave and once a year and put a wreath around it saying, we love you, grandma. How about we place wreaths at all of the veteran cemeteries for apologizing to them that we let America be taken over by foreign corporate interest? No, who's here in America fighting against the New World Order? The open announcement of global government run by a bunch of Ponzi scheme running offshore banks. It's on record they engineered the crisis. It's on record they plunged the housing market. It's on. I've got stacks of mainstream news with even the German government saying Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others engineered the European collapse with the head of the European Central Bank, Trichet, for France. That's in the mainstream news today. Our entire country, our entire world is being taken over by covert corporate interest, a corporate takeover. I'm sorry, people with turbans are not our enemy. We're only over there because there's opium, $500 billion a year. I'm sorry, the million-plus dead Iraqis and our thousands of dead U.S. troops, 1,000 in Afghanistan dead, 5,000 in Iraq, their sacrifice and their courage has to be admired. But I'll tell you, no preemptive war in history has been a just war. When the British attacked the colonies, it was unjust. Okay? George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, they were the insurgents. That's why we have 4th of July. That's what the Star-Spangled Banner is about. That's what our troops fought for in World War II. That's what they fought for in the other wars this country's had. But there's no doubt this country's been taken over by foreign corporate interest. And some troops are now serving their seventh tour in Iraq or Afghanistan, respectively. Most of them a mix. We've never made troops serve more than one tour, 1 year. Not in World War II, not in Vietnam, not anywhere. Because it screws them up with one tour. Around 30%, 35% statistically end up having real mental problems. You make them serve two, three, four, five tours, you're talking more than half the troops are just complete basket cases, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but that's how we support them. We put a little American flag made by Chinese slaves that's deindustrializing our country out on our front lawn, and we walk up to troops and say, oh, thank you. Thank you. You've served four or five tours over there. Thank you. And then you give them horrible government-run health care, which we're now all going to be getting. And so, again, it's just hype. You know, we need patriots here in the Republic to save the United States from massive taxes and regulations and surveillance and the Patriot Act now being used against U.S. citizens. We need to realize what Memorial Day is all about, what the flag is all about. It's about the Declaration of Independence. It's about the Bill of Rights. It's about the Constitution. It's very simple. We all are warlike because we instinctively, our ancestors wouldn't have survived if they wouldn't have protected the village, the hut, the region when invaders would come and take over areas. No matter where you live, you've dealt with the same situation. So that's why we're warlike, we're aggressive, we instinctively honor people that put on uniforms and march off to fight. But in any war, there's the invader, and there's those that are fighting for their lives. Now, why does the United States invade country after country? Because we're not the United States anymore, folks. We're a province of offshore banks. We're their muscle. And now Geithner has announced in China, I have the Reuters article, that America is done. He told them, hey, you can't count on the U.S. U.S. taxpayers are tapped out, and they don't have money anymore. All right, thanks for joining us. I'm going to cover this more later in the broadcast, and we're also going to open the phones up at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But please have a good phone if you call in. Again, we can't take calls that are Skype or that you can't understand. You've got to have a good phone line to call in, 888-201-2244. Geithner tells Europe to emulate China on growth, and in here he says U.S. consumers are going to be less a source of demand for the world in the future. And then if you read the full quotes, he says that we're tapped out, that we are too deep in debt, and that our economy is not going to be growing for a long time, just like Japan. Now, meanwhile, they're on our news telling us that our economy is doing great. That if you think the economy's doing bad, you're a conspiracy theorist, that why unemployment's at 9.8%, all the private economists say over 22%, and they're just telling us that good times are here. They're not around the corner. No, they're here. And they've got a whole bunch of new income taxes and sales taxes and carbon taxes, and all these states are going bankrupt, but don't worry, the private central banks have got more fiat made-up money to loan them. And Spain just lost its AAA credit rating. Moody's is saying the U.S. is about to lose its AAA credit rating. And so the U.S. won't just pay 5 to 10% to borrow money from the private Federal Reserve out of nowhere, the private bankers that own the whole world because of this fraud. No, now we're going to get a worse rating. We might pay 20%. Why, someday we'll be like Nigeria, where everything goes to interest to the bankers. They just own everything. This is Bernie Madoff taking over the planet. That's all this is. And I want you to know why things are going to get worse and worse and worse and worse for you. Because you're going to turn on the mainstream television and they're going to tell you, oh my gosh, three Hollywood stars, you know, Linkletter died, and Art Linkletter, and, you know, all these other people died. You know, what are we going to do? And, oh, Lindsay Lohan's in trouble with a judge. My goodness. I'm sorry, you will not hear about Dennis Hopper here on the show, even though I did interview Dennis Hopper once. You know, I've never aired the interview. People in the office have seen it a couple years ago. We were digging around, and they're like, well, why don't you air this? And I have my reasons. I'll just leave it at that. There, now I've done it. I've got to probably tell the Dennis Hopper story. But see, you're more interested in that. Humans are designed to be tribal and only care about local stuff and, ooh, what the celebrity's doing, you know, what Chief Big Feather's up to. You know, and Chief Big Feather is the Hollywood peacocks up there. But we got to dig the interview out now. People won't believe it. I guess they will. I mean, I've interviewed quite a few people. Yeah, I saw this on British TV. I saw it on Russian, Japanese. This is big news all over the world. But here in the U.S., it's just buried in there. That Geithner was in China for 3 days. He's now left, reportedly. This is a former Goldman Sachs exec who was running the New York Fed and swindled everybody with Paulson, now running things for Obama. But let's go ahead and just play a clip of what foreigners are saying interviewing Americans. Here it is.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has advised Europe to look to China as the world's economic powerhouse, saying America has lost its lead. Well, investigative journalist Webster Tarplay says the country's flawed financial system is to blame.
The U.S. economy, to the extent that we still have one, is based on the New Deal model, which is a highly regulated kind of industrial capitalism. And this is what we had starting in 1933. Now, for the past 40 years, since the coming of Nixon, more or less, reactionary Republican administrations have been steadily dismantling that entire edifice. So now we've got no more regulation, and we've got no more industry. So what we've got left is this casino, gambling, speculative derivatives paradise that Geithner thinks is so great. And of course, that's not viable.
Okay.
So I wouldn't call
the rest of the interview is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to go watch it. You know, I respectfully disagree with Tarpley on a few points because I want this to be truthful. And I'm not saying he was being untruthful. It's just that let's flesh this out. Both political parties got involved to get rid of Glass-Steagall Act in 99, and it was Bill Clinton who officially went along with it. And you've had perfect integration between Bush's people, Bush 41, Clinton, Bush 43, and now Obama, president number 44. You've had perfect integration. It's a revolving door. The Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, cabal in the Republican arm of power. When the Democrats get back in, they leave government and go back into banking. And then the Democrats that were in banking, when the Democrats get in, they go into government. I mean, literally, it's a revolving door. It'd be like if the same sports team, owner owned both teams and even had them in the same uniforms. And instead of fielding 11 players, they fielded 22. And then you went and watched a football game where the team played itself. And it was all completely contrived, kind of like a Don King boxing match, but worse. I mean, literally, ladies and gentlemen, this is like having wind-up horses in a horse race. And, well, this horse can wind up longer and faster. So we know this little gray pony with the white spot on its forehead named, Ginger Snaps is going to win today. I mean, this is a rigged system. This isn't capitalism. This isn't free market. You've got the upper echelons of the banking cartel. By the way, I had the former head of the Treasury on just last week, former head of policy, Dr. Paul Craig Robertson. He totally agreed. He's read the banking re-regulation bill that passed, and it allows the big mega banks to shut down and take over state banks, local banks, healthy banks that aren't in derivatives. And it surveils everything that U.S. citizens do. It controls our entire lives. Every bank account, every transfer, everything you purchase on a credit card, in live time, being watched by the regulators who were all a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types. I mean, and they didn't get rid of the removal of Glass-Steagall. It's still gone. They can do whatever they want. Investment banks, private banks, commercial banks, it doesn't matter, GMAC, anybody who wants to can basically set up a company and sell a bunch of derivatives. They could go out to the park and get dog droppings and put it in a box and have AIG AAA certified as solid gold investment, and they'll sell it to the yuppies, and so they'll make money when the yuppies buy it and when the local governments buy it. And then when it goes under, why, the banks will then loan the fiat money back to the municipality to get out of debt because they're in financial trouble because they don't have any real assets they've invested in. And that's basically how this works. And it's not going to get any better. It's not meant to get better. You have the Club of Rome, the UN, all these globalists, Henry Paulson saying they want a post-industrial United States. They want to deindustrialize the country. I mean, why for 25 years have they had huge tax incentives to move to Mexico or India or China? And they told you NAFTA and GATT were going to be great for the economy. They told you the world government was going to be wonderful and that globalization was the best thing since sliced bread. Well, you found out it's not good. And now they're saying, oh, we've got more global government. We got carbon taxes. We got global value-added taxes. And they've now announced the official power structure of the new world government. Goldman Sachs has put out a report on it. Global reserve currencies and SDRs and global governance. We'll be right back. Toll-free number to join us on this Sunday edition is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. You know, I'm very threatened by the New World Order. I understand this global corporate government is sworn to enslave me and my family to set up a high-tech police state grid that they also own, so they profit from it. And we have this Memorial Day, which is supposedly about our troops and about America, when we have a government, no matter who's in office, that is run and designed to destroy and overturn everything that made this country great, everything that's good. And I'm so sick of the criminal offshore interests that wrap themselves in the American flag and then tell me what's patriotic. And CNN and MSNBC with all these television shows demonizing conservatives and libertarians and gun owners. They've got a big special with Chris Matthews coming out, The Rise of the Right Wing, featuring myself and Rand Paul and demonizing us and you know, twisting and deceiving about what we really say and what we stand for. It's very frustrating to have hundreds of UN documents, hundreds of statements every year now by world leaders about world government, how it's going to run, how it's designed to take over your life, how it's designed to set up a global one-child policy and take private property from the commoner. It's basically slavery, high-tech slavery. And then to know that for all these years, there's been political distractions, political diversions, mainline conservative talk show host making jokes about world government and jokes about New World Order, and they still do it. They still do it as globalization and NAFTA and GATT and all of this has destroyed our country, its industrial base, its societal base. All that protects us is our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's now being openly destroyed. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then I see the treason. I see Geithner in China saying, America is done. Our private and public debts are too high. We're not going to be able to be a trading partner for you soon or a place for you to basically even buy your bonds from. And you're going to have to start trading with Europe and yourself. I mean, you know, mission accomplished by the globalists to wreck this country. Remember, they told you you wouldn't have factory jobs anymore. You'd have service jobs. But then you can't get those because the illegal aliens will live 10 to a house and are supplemented by welfare and don't pay taxes. And they've done the breakdown of that, how the illegal aliens are doing better than most Americans. And do you blame them? Globalization, NAFTA and GATT destroyed Mexico. What are they supposed to do? I don't even dislike them individually. It's that it's part of the globalist operation, part of collapsing this country. This is without even looking today for outrageous treason, okay? In the Gulf of Mexico and on lakes bordering Texas and Mexico, Mexican troops are robbing people. I have the sheriffs on the show. This is old news for our audience. Mexican troops will come 3, 4, 5, 6 miles in. They will rob cars. They will rob police. Mexican troops. I've had the sheriffs on. They will kill people. And what does our government do? Sticks its tail between its legs. Obama puts 1,200 troops down there to, quote, involve in drug interdiction. They can't have loaded weapons. And they're not allowed to stop illegals. Look at this. Pirates threaten boats off U.S.-Mexico border lake. The waters off Falcon Lake normally beckon boaters with water skiing and world-class bass fishing. But this holiday weekend, fishermen on the waters that straddle the U.S.-Mexico border are on the lookout for something more sinister, pirates. Well, why don't people start carrying guns in their boats? Oh, because the cops will come after you, even though it's not the law for them to take your guns. It's time for Americans to have red blood again. I got a gun right here in the studio, folks. You know, I own my own studio, my own situation. I got a gun right here. I got a gun in my car, folks. You come over and pull a gun on me, you're dead. You better be ready to use it. I'm red-blooded. I haven't been castrated. You come around with a gun, I'm going to kill you. It's real simple. You know, we got a lady coming on the show. I've seen countless news reports where they don't tell the elementary students it's a drill, and they turn the lights off, and they come in and put guns to their heads, and then they tell them, we're the pro-Second Amendment group, or we're the homeschooling group. The cops tell them this to demonize the Second Amendment. That's in the federal grants. That's in the Associated Press. I've got a mother coming in here Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday, from Lakeway. And same thing, she has the documents. They told her under an emergency, under a red level, we're going to take your kids to a FEMA center. This is in Austin. And I went and pulled it up. Remember 5 years ago, they announced during a red alert in the Washington Post, the government will take your kids. And she noticed her daughter was coming home and wouldn't talk to her and said she had to have permission and that she wasn't, you know, and that basically she couldn't trust her mom anymore. And then I mentioned to the lady, because it was at a birthday party for my daughter. She's friends with my wife. Didn't even really know who I was or listen to the show. That's what's scary. Knows my wife separately. Doesn't know who I am. And she goes, oh, yeah. What, were they telling you not to take a hot bath or a shower or to run the sink when you're brushing your teeth? And I said, yeah, that's the New York Times, but they reported it like it was good. She said, no, that's what the kids do now. And the mother next to her goes, oh yeah, I had to take my daughter out of public school because every time she saw a bulldozer or development, she'd start crying because they show them videos of basically dying rabbits and animals saying they're murdering animals when they build something. And they do that to traumatize your kids in mind control. Folks, this they have you. They have the country. They're brainwashing your children right now everywhere. It's in the New York Times. They have the kids write tickets to their parents. They come home and write dossiers up on their parents, false tickets. England's now got the kids writing real tickets. They're called climate cops. Nothing to do with the environment. This is just their excuse to get control. Listen to this. Pirates threaten boats off U.S.-Mexico border lake. The waters of Falcon Lake normally beckon boaters with water skiing and bass tournament. But he goes on. But the holiday weekend, fishermen on the waters that straddle the U.S.-Mexico border are on the lookout for someone more sinister, pirates. Twice in recent weeks, fishermen have been robbed at gunpoint by marauders that the local sheriffs say are spillover from fighting between rival Mexican drug gangs. I mean, it's not that I have courage, folks. It's that if somebody pulled a gun on me, I wouldn't even care if it got me killed. I'm going to open fire on them. I mean, I just can't. I'm just red-blooded. I mean, what happened to this country? And it continues. Look at this. California College offers scholarship to illegal immigrants. Now, they're making a big deal out of this. I mean, in Texas, the illegal aliens get more tuition than Texans. They get more tuition than people from outside Texas who are U.S. citizens. They get better than in-state tuition. That was like that AP article a few years ago where the big bank said they give illegals housing loans with no credit and citizens don't because, quote, we know it's tough for them in the country. No, the globalists want to bring in foreigners. They want the incentives to use them as a political force. It's very elementary. A public community college in California has been set up a scholarship fund for immigrant students, including illegal immigrants. The $2,500 scholarship has sparked anger by some, including at least one lawmaker who threatened to cut off federal funding to the school. A public community college in California has set up a scholarship fund for immigrant students, including illegal immigrants, $2,500 apiece. And it goes on to say that in-state kids don't even get this. If you're an illegal alien, $2,500 because you are going to help bring down America. You're going to vote to take the guns out of these people's hands. You're going to vote to take the property. You're going to vote to set up an El Jefe system like Mexico where 99% are slaves. Come on in. We want to make everybody poor. We want you to drive down the wages. We don't want Mexico to be free. We want U.S. to be a steam valve for Mexican tyranny and crime. Here's another one. Administration opposes Arizona law that penalizes hiring of illegal immigrants. Now, there's federal laws on hiring illegals, but the feds won't enforce them. And so Arizona, last year, passed a separate law saying we will prosecute people that hire illegals, and the feds are in the Supreme Court trying to block it because the feds are a criminal outside group of offshore corporations. You understand? Our government has been seized. You understand that? On Memorial Day, folks, on this Memorial weekend, you understand America's already gone. It's already in the world government. Just like they've got a euro, we're in the SPP. Wake up, okay? Look, I'm gonna cut right to the chase here. The Bill of Rights and Constitution and private property and the fact that we jealously defend it and are aware of our liberties is what has allowed us to have all this wealth. You wonder why North Korea or Mexico or China or, you know, most other nations are horrible cesspits of corruption and thuggery with cops strutting around on power trips and the people incredibly poor. That's because the systems there have made a decision to make people poor. They've made a decision to use it as a weapon. Mexico has at least triple the resources of the United States, and it has fully collapsed. It is a failed state now. The State Department admits it's a failed country. There is mass death, tens of thousands killed per year on our border. the crime is pouring across, and the government just loves it. It's just legalizing it, bringing it in, loving it. And you've got this cowardly, politically correct, decadent, bloated population who our forefathers would be disgusted by, like a bunch of decadent Romans in 410, right before Rome fell, having no idea that the currency's been sucked dry, the factories are rusting, Detroit and many other cities are collapsing, more than 15 states are already totally bankrupt, thousands of counties, there's over 20,000 counties, thousands of counties totally collapsed, a debt black hole designed so you can't pay it back. And I have all the Goldman Sachs documents, all the Timberwolf documents. I've been telling you this for 10 years about the derivatives. And still, the American people are so cowardly on average. So, and by cowardly, oh, they act tough. Men strut around and bug their eyes out. And they're big and bad. Unless somebody, in a, you know, cop in a black ski mask comes by, they start urinating on their leg or... You know, and they bow down to the American flag, but hate everything it stands for. Look, you're going to have nothing if you don't have enough respect for yourself to get up and get angry and speak out. I don't care what religion, what color you are. If you support the Bill of Rights and Constitution and that shield, that hedge of protection, it's gone. The shields are down now, folks. They've gotten rid of everything. I've got The Economist magazine in front of me. We're in Seattle. They make you pay giant fees and fines to even have free speech in the city. Not to rally, not to march. The government is completely criminal, ladies and gentlemen. They're violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution from one end to the other. We're going to start the next hour and go to all your calls. It's just, I read stories here where the feds are challenging a previous Arizona law, which they're not even enforcing, where people that hire illegals get in trouble. Meanwhile, the feds are throwing the book at the American people. The American people are seen as total trash, as total scum, as total garbage. I mean, they're passing laws where just everything that was normal and wasn't illegal is illegal. That's what tyranny is. A tyranny makes everything illegal so it can then selectively enforce on who it wants. And I see articles like this, stacks of them every day. Children 4 to be fingerprinted to borrow school books from library. Children to be thumbprinted to get school lunches. School drills where they come in and terrorize the kids and train them to be taken to FEMA camps. IBM wants traffic lights to stop your car. Law enforcement organizations are lobbying for kill switches where everyone's cars are just remote controlled killed. Meanwhile, Gulf oil spill, scientists find second oil plume. That was the Wall Street Journal and LA Times yesterday. Here's another one, this time from AP. The giant underwater oil plume discovered, a third one. There's the AP section right there in the article. It's up on Infowars.com. So now they found a third plume. And government can't help you in Katrina. All it can come and do is take your guns. Government can't help you in a hurricane or in an earthquake or in any. All they can do is take your money. All they can do is rob you. And they can't fix an oil leak. They can't fix anything. You understand that? All they can do, because it's designed to rob you. It's designed to steal from you. Public education is designed to make you a conformist idiot and to dumb you down. It's designed to break up your family and turn your children against you, and you pay for it. That's what America is. Oh, you don't know they're having drills in every county and every city where they come in and announce, we're homeschoolers for the Second Amendment. We're going to kill you. And literally, that's the Associated Press. And put it to the kids' heads in trauma-based mind control. So they then, their whole life, hate guns and are scared to death of them. That's why the Violence Policy Center a few years ago was in the Austin American Statesman debating me. They interviewed them, they interviewed me. And they said, don't worry, we're going to get your guns. We've got your kids in the schools. That was a quote. We've got your kids. Because you don't care about your kids, America. You don't care about your tax money. You don't care about offshore banks. Because you know why? The big conservative talk show host for the last 20 years told you there's no CFR. There's no global governance. There's no world government. There's no new world order. There's no private corporate takeover. None of that exists. And so you just believe none of that exists. And so that's great. You know, I've talked about Israel's nuclear arsenal and how their Knesset 4 years ago threatened to nuke Europe if they didn't give them money. Now, I'm not even against Israel, but I am against a member of their Knesset saying that. That's their government. And then I had callers call in and say, how dare you even say Israel has nukes? Yes, they have them, but you're not allowed to say they have them. What? You know, that's the mind control in our culture. By the way, there are more newscasts now this week. I've seen CNN and others saying, yes, the troops grow the opium and ship it out, because if they don't, the Taliban will get the money and then we'll fund the terrorists. That's what they said in Vietnam. Oh, we better ship the heroin out or the commies will get it. We went there because the French lost control of the opium in Indochina in 58. Our troops were there for 7 years before you were told about it in Vietnam. We went to Afghanistan to get the smack so idiots in Russia and the U.S. and other places could run a dirty needle up their vein and pump some poison in. I could play Geraldo Rivera right now on the TV telling you that growing smack is good. And if you aren't for heroin cultivation, you don't love the troops. In fact, let's just play it right now. Here it is. In your face.
To opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success.
Oh, yeah.
Because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it.
Oh,
we are
yeah.
tolerating the cultivation of the opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have
see, I'm
one
not
of the
patriot.
Best fighting forces in the world.
I'm not for running heroin up your vein.
And in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So
that's enough. Well, you can go watch the whole clip on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And he goes on to say they help them grow it. You can go pull these numbers up. There is over a 12-fold increase to all-time records of opium. Just 8 years ago, less than 20% of world opium was coming out of Afghanistan that they turned into heroin. Guess what's coming out? 91% last time I saw a month ago. The troops aren't tolerating it. I've talked to the troops for years. They are there guarding the schmack, and it's loaded on C-130s, and it's flown in to Chicago, baby! And they love it. They ship it off. And when your kids are dumb enough to use it, they slam them in a prison owned by the military-industrial complex. It's coming out. The private prisons, most of them, are paid for with laundered cocaine and heroin money. You idiot drug users out there. All you're doing is letting them legalize slavery. They didn't get rid of slavery in the 1860s. They just made drugs illegal, and if you're dumb enough to use them, that's their excuse to throw you in a slave prison making widgets. You know why I'm mad? I've been talking about this all last week, and I just can't shut up. On Monday, the Washington Post came out. We read the article on air. The headline was, CIA made film that Saddam was gay. But buried in the article, the CIA says, oh, by the way, we made fake bin Laden videos. Well, I already knew that. But the fact is, they think you're so dumb. Yeah, we grow the smack. You better salute the smack, or you're not a patriot. Yeah, we make fake Al-Qaeda videos. You better salute the fake videos, or you don't like the troops. Yeah, you better be for nuking countries, or you're not a patriot. You better give all your money to Goldman Sachs, or you're not a patriot. You better let us brainwash your kids. You better turn your guns in, or you're not American. On this Memorial Day, remember, hating George Washington, hating the Second Amendment, hating our borders is patriotism. Well, if that's patriotism, I'm not a patriot. You hear me?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
On the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got Wayne Madsen coming up about the false flag situation with the South Korean ship. Key information on that. I'm going to intersperse news throughout the rest of the broadcast. Jonathan, Kathy, Ann, Mark, Ronaldo, Jonathan, Jake, Jose, Kevin, I'm going to all of you. Adam is up first. Adam, where are you calling from?
From Vancouver, Canada.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know what you think about connecting the dots between the state bank movement, which has proposed a financial model for government that eliminates taxation, and what Walter Burian is saying, which seems to me that the infrastructure and even the assets are already in place to make this possible.
Well, the globalists have always known this, that when Kennedy cut taxes by 50%, tax receipts within 12 months doubled. They knew when they raised taxes in California, it'd go belly up. They're like, gee, this screwed things up worse. Now they go bankrupt into the bankers' hands even more. But absolutely, we've got such a technological system. We're so productive. We could all be living like kings if we didn't have these oligopolies and these megacorporations through government consolidating power. And absolutely, we need a state bank model. Absolutely, it integrates into Walter Burian and the comprehensive annual financial reports. They've taken our wealth through taxes, invested it in their companies to conquer us financially.
Well, I was taking a plug-in then for Dr. Fareed Kavari, who's running for governor in Florida. His site is zerocosteconomy.com, where he outlines out his plan. And I just think that what he's proposing, it is possible, but I don't think he fully realizes that the assets are in place to just do it tomorrow.
I know, that's what's so sickening about this. We could do anything, but we have a bunch of Madoff. Literally, Bernie Madoff founded the NASDAQ. He's one of the, they're all a bunch of Madoff crooks, but we can't arrest them. No, we got to let them set up FEMA camps. We got to let them brainwash the cops. We got to let them ship opium in. We've just got to worship government, do whatever government says, and just lick their boots up and down. I'm sick of it, Jonathan. That was Adam, excuse me. Jonathan's next. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I was the one who brought you to your attention that the opium video that you was playing earlier. Well, I have a new video for you, plus several key articles that be...
Is well done, Lord Vader. Please give me the information.
Okay, the video is called What Causes Cancer? It's by MoxNews.com. It's the channel MoxNews.com YouTube.
Yeah.
You know that? Well, look under their channel and you'll find what causes cancer. And CBS News admits that what causes cancer is from the plastics and from your water. So they tell you have to filter water if you don't want to get cancer.
That's what's incredible. One CBS says mercury is good for your brain, and the other... Wow, so it's called What Causes Cancer, and it's the Mox News on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, type in Mox News, and then What Causes Cancer. Well, that's incredible news. We'll get that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But they know that the fluoride causes cancer. They know. And I don't mean causes cancer like smoking Marlboro Reds. Yeah, you do that 30 years, you're going to probably get lung cancer. I mean, this is like guaranteed, devastating to screw you up fast. And to make you dumber than a box of rocks. And that's why most people, mainline people, I've been noticing a lot of rural people wake up faster than city folks. And it's because I'll check, and I've even tried to scan through and look at the addresses and kind of create little maps. A lot of rural people haven't been on fluoride their whole lives. And so they're able to even understand. But people inside cities... who grew up on paint chips and fluoride, and pesticides. Hell, they can't even count to five. They can't tie their shoelaces. All they can do is worship government and bow down to black ski mask. And, I appreciate your call. What were the other points, Jonathan?
Well, come back.
I got to get to the other callers. Just, we ought to give you, okay. Send it to show tips because you've always got great tips. Send it right now. You're the best. We'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to continue with your calls. Kathy, Annie, Mark, Rolando, Jonathan, Jake, Kevin, Joe, many others that are holding. Also, on this Memorial Day coming up tomorrow, former New York Times editor and Pulitzer Prize winner has gone public in the American Conservative newspaper magazine that for 2 years they were not allowed to basically publish the conclusive government findings of a cover-up from Nixon on of at least thousands of U.S. POWs. And this is all confirmed, that they knew they were in Vietnam and left them because they didn't want to have to pay for them from the North Vietnamese. And, of course, it goes back further than that. It's been a U.S. policy since World War II. 21,000-plus U.S. troops were in Nazi camps who'd been captured by the Germans. And when Stalin took over those areas, the U.S. just said, keep them. It's a gift from us, slave labor. We'll just wave an American flag in front of the American people if they ask where their daddy is. And they'll say, I don't care about daddy. I worship government. That's what supporting the troops is being a mindless idiot. I support the world government. I support the banker bailouts. I support being a schmuck. I'm sorry. I'm just really getting angry here today. See, I'm not patriotic because I don't want to leave our troops in foreign countries. I'm not patriotic because I don't want them growing heroin in Afghanistan. All right, I'm going to settle down. It's just when the Washington Post came out and admitted, they quoted the CIA, yeah, we make fake Bin Laden videos to scare you. I mean, it's just a new level. They're making me passe. You don't even need Alex Jones to tell you this stuff anymore. They're just in your face. Yeah, we're setting up a world government, but kooks think it's real. And then now there's a third blown oil leak where this stuff has like gotten into the honeycomb of the undersea strata of the crust and is just coming up out of the seafloor everywhere. Again, government can't fix it though, but I bet government can come take your guns. I bet government can teach your kids not to trust you. I bet government can mandate a Gardasil shot that'll brain damage your daughter or maybe kill her, like the press has reported it's done. And I bet the government can just kind of have it in the back of the news. Oh, well, people are dying from this, but, you know, don't get upset. Only kooks get upset. Look at this article. Israel stations nuclear missile subs off Iran, Times of London. Three German-built Israeli submarines equipped with nuclear cruise missiles are to be deployed in the Gulf near the Iranian coastline. Oh, that's really nice. Oh, and see, that's manly. Yeah, let's see, parking lot. I want to breathe that stuff when it blows around in the jet stream. Yeah, we're the good guys. Nuke the Iraners. Nuke the Arabs. Of course, they're not even Arab. They're Persian. Yeah, we've only overthrown them three times for no reason. They had a pro-U.S. guy over there, but the British wanted all the oil, so we staged terror attacks. But you don't know about Mossadegh. You don't know about 53. You don't know anything. You think the globalists want to nuke Iran, but they're going to let you keep your pension fund, right? The government likes you. They'll kill a million Iraqis for some oil and weapon sales, but they're not going to take your pension. Oh, the government's not going to take your rights. It's run by nice people. Uh-huh. Well, just get, oh, and now they're suddenly, I've got all these stacks of news here, where suddenly it's all over the news that, okay, there are death panels. Okay, there is rationing. And suddenly the Democrats, Kathleen Sebelius, I've got the press conference. They say, is this rationing? You know, quoting the head of your group, saying that we will ration with our eyes open instead of our eyes closed. She goes, yes, that is what it means. We are going to ration. Nyeh. The government is your god. They're not going to stop there, folks. You're going to live like they do in North Korea and Mexico. Because just as Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you put up with. And you better get angry. People are like, this guy gets angry. Yeah, yeah. I get angry about things that matter, folks, because I'm red-blooded. Israel stations nuclear missiles off Iran, threatening to use them. And they're threatening to attack not just Iran, but Syria and Lebanon if anyone attacks them in any way. Yeah, somebody shoots a fake missile over. And again, I, as an American, I'm not allowed because, you know, I better not criticize nuclear war. I better say, well, that's patriotic. Start the nuclear war immediately. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Netanyahu. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, to White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. Yes, we have to have nuclear war immediately. Israel rejects call to join anti-nuclear treaty. Oh, no, they're the only one above the world government rules. They don't have to follow any of those. And they can arrest illegal aliens all day there, but, oh, then the Israel lobby's always lobbying for open borders here. I don't like that, but I'm supposed to shut up, though. Oh, look, Israel rejects new drive to ban nukes from Mideast. Oh, starving and deluded, yet North Korea is ready for war. I better go to your calls. It's just the whole world is hurtling down a rat hole. Then I've got all this financial news as Europe is imploding. U.S. stocks, oil, euro tumble. Dow ends worst since 1940. And if you count inflation, it's even worse than that. That's Bloomberg. You like globalism? You like the New World Order? New home sales set to plunge in former bubble markets. Bloomberg. Oh, it's only going to get worse. But every day they tell you it's getting better. It's getting better. Lying to you like you're an idiot. Kathy in New Orleans, you're on the air.
Hey, Kathy was my girlfriend, kind enough to do the phone work for me while I was maneuvering out of the French Quarter. We just came from a protest there about the BP rally, and you just thought you were at a Copenhagen summit. They're all screaming that it's climate change and we all need to go green and stop drilling. It was the most pathetic thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, more and more, I think they staged it, and a lot of people are saying that. I think they blew it. And as a pretext to get their carbon taxes, which are tens of trillions, and to re-kick their entire program. I can't prove that, but I've had big Republican strategists on and others who've studied these people, and we know that they had a slow response on purpose because the more oil is in the Gulf, the more power and control they get.
Absolutely, and to make it worse, yesterday when Obama was in Grand Isle, they bust down four school buses full of hired people, and they had these white painters' outfits on. And what you saw on the Katie Couric CBS News, it seemed like that BP was, you know, going strong on the cleanup when it was just a staged, you know, dog and pony show.
Well, that's why it's all over the news that anybody tries to show the coastline, they're arrested, and because BP is now our lord, and there's no First Amendment down there. What do you think you are, an American? This is Soviet, you know, Russia, 1950. You're not allowed to have cameras, scum. You're allowed to work and pay the government because the government gave birth to you. So are people upset in Louisiana?
They're grown Cajun men who are the hardest workers are literally crying. I think mission is just about accomplished as far as wiping out all the fishermen and all the people. That Grand Isle, this is Memorial Day weekend. It's usually just hopping, people with boats, everything. It's the only thing you see now is military vehicles, and they're the only people eating. And it's pathetic when you look at the camps, and the only people that are renting the camps are Homeland Security, National Guard.
Now, how bad is the oil?
The oil is... it's getting into many places. I've had a friend of mine tell me that she's beginning to get sick. I'm convinced that there's genocide going on down there. The people that are cleaning it up, literally by hand with mops and sponges, never mind any big barges or ocean-going barges or anything like that. There's just people by hand in little boats, and they're getting sick. And they have these mobile, you know, medical stations. They go and they give them a little something, they stick them right back in.
Great.
And they're just spraying Corexit everywhere, and they will not heed the fact that Corexit is the same toxicity as formaldehyde.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they're using a bunch of deadly chemicals. Crude oil won't make you sick unless you drink it. You can smear it all over you, and it's biodegradable. But then, so they're bringing in thousands of tons of deadly chemical, mixing it in. But again, that way a big globalist company gets a bunch of tax money. See, because you never let a good crisis go to waste, like Rahm Emanuel told us. Okay, thank you. I appreciate the call. I'm going to try to hurry through your call straight ahead. Wayne Madsen on the North Korea situation coming up. my children. I want my children to grow up free. I am angry about somebody raising my taxes, taking my liberties, destroying my freedoms. Why do you think America had so much wealth and power? Because we had the most freedom. Freedom produces wealth. Now you notice, as we lose freedom, we lose wealth. You put two and two together yet, folks? And I got all these bizarre stories. Here's one out of AP. It's also in Raw Story. Energy expert nuking oil leak, only thing we can do. That's a lot worse than crude oil. The chemicals they're using to disperse it is much worse. Crude oil is not that big a deal, folks. When you're dealing with hundreds of trillions of gallons of salt water versus millions of gallons of oil. Oh, man. And by the way, for those that don't know, oil naturally comes up from the seafloor and from regular land all the time. I'm not saying this isn't a big deal. I'm just pointing out the government response will make it worse, as it always does. Katrina wouldn't bring food and water, wouldn't let people leave out over the bridge, came and took guns. That's what the government wants. That's the precedence it once set. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I mean, here's the Times of London. Greece urged to give up euro by England. I mean, the whole world system is collapsing, and I turn on the news, and I'm hearing about Lindsay Lohan. Folks, Lindsay Lohan doesn't matter, okay? You've been taught to only care about idiocy. All right, I'm going to go to calls. Annie in New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you very much, Alex. A couple of things. With Lieberman's Terrorism Expatriation Act, I mean, anyone suspected of being a terrorist, well, how about we turn this on them? I mean, I suspect the Clintons big time. I suspect Lieberman and Kerry and Cheney and the Bushes and Emanuel and Obama. Why can't we use this on them?
Well, I know this. It is treason to have the federal government releasing illegal aliens when they catch him, not picking them up when sheriffs... I mean, it was in the Houston Chronicle a few years ago that over 200,000 illegals had been released from South Texas jails, including Houston, in the year before, because the feds wouldn't come pick them up. And the article said arson, armed robbery, rape. If you're an illegal alien in America, folks, you are a god, because the government is criminal. It wants the maximum number of foreigners here to bankrupt the cities, bankrupt the counties and the states, so the feds can come flapping into the rescue to take control. This is an economic weapon. And so it's treason. And the North American Union is treason. And all of this is treason. And our government run giving trillions to these banks, and the banks won't tell Congress where it went arrogantly. I mean, in this film, Fall the Republic, in Obama Deception, in both my films I made last year, I have the congressional hearings where they say, where did this trillion go? Where did that trillion go? And Bernanke and Geithner and Paulson say, I'm not telling you. I appreciate your call, Annie. And then I've got to have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and Chris Matthews and CNN saying I'm a delusional extremist because I believe there's a world government. Go Google world government in Google News. There's hundreds of articles a day announcing world government, but saying it's good. They're stalling you, folks. They sit there and talk to you like you're morons. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm getting fired up just like you and trying to do things. And I think that the people down there in Mexico, I think that they want to know the same way to destroy these banker people and these people that have, I mean, I live here in San Antonio, Texas, and I want to say some good things about people. I had a fellow the other day, I was getting things done, I worked long weeks, and on certain days I have time to go and do all my errands, and I left my cart at the gym, and I didn't have money to get some things to pick up some good water, so I didn't have to drink this Florida water. And this guy did not speak English. He gave me the money for me watching me talk to the person at the counter. So the people want to do what's right, but we're...
Let me say this. I always talk about Latin America because that's the majority, okay? They're the salt of the earth, just like humans are all good people on average, okay? The issue here is they had a rotten foundation. They had the Aztecs, and then they were colonial. They never had freedom. They've never had real independence. Okay? America's never been perfect, but compared to Mexico, we had a strong foundation. And so that's why it's so torn up, Mark. But go ahead.
Well, I have a friend of mine I've spoken with several times, and he's now in Canada. He's a Border Patrol fellow, and all the corruption that goes on in that, it's amazing how much that goes
how much money and drugs they take. Absolutely. Look, you see these customs officers living in $500,000 million houses. There's no way they can pay for it. I'd have to say half the cops in senior positions are on the take. More like 10% if you look at the studies. Well, I mean, here's an example. In the 70s, they had to fire 76% of the NYPD detectives because they were on the take. They were, you know, with the whores, the drugs, the money, and it's a culture of corruption. But go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm just one. I'm not going to be afraid anymore because I'm trying to just lean on, instead of doing my thing, I'm trying to lean on the perfect things of God. I'm trying to learn and read what he says and just do that and realize that there's more than I can imagine that will happen good because he's in control of it all. You said that, and well, I respect the people that have stuck with just praying and doing things each day that we can do. And I don't know. I don't have any answers. I just wish that we could put these banker folks, it just somehow, there's God's word somewhere in there. I'm not quoting things. I don't like to be preacherish because I don't believe in all that stuff.
But if we'll seek God's face and repent, he'll heal our land. I appreciate your call. But if you repent, then you won't be able to control yourself to stand up against evil, and then that will heal your land. Look, I promised to myself every day lately I'm going to come in and do a calm radio show because the last few months I've been doing pretty calm radio. People were marveling at it. And you know what? It's entertaining. It's interesting to have me yell and scream, but it's better when I actually go over all the news and the subtle nuances and really educate people. But I physically, I'll be honest with you, I threw a microphone, a $2,000 microphone up against the wall, you know, in my own studio last week because I'm just mad. Folks, but you're supposed to be mad. It is mentally ill that people are not, folks, the Associated Press reported on Thursday $118,000 is owned by every man, woman, and child in America just on the national debt. And that's what's currently owed. If you look at expenditures and commitments, it's more like $300,000. That was in the news. I already knew it, but to have them admitting it, no one's ever paying this off. They're going to debase the currency. There's no way out of that. They're going to devalue global currencies. I've got Goldman Sachs print off PDF, Goldman Economics paper number 196. This just came out yesterday where they talk about global government, everything, and they say the new world currency will be an SDR, just a made-up digital money by the private banks that they will then loan to us. See, they get us in debt, they bankrupt us with fiat derivatives they sell us, then they come in, destroy our currencies, and say, we've got a new one that they just make up, and then we lose our credit rating, and we've got to pay them, instead of 5%, 20% for nothing. It'd be like if I went out in the parking lot and got some dirt out of the ground and came in and said, give me your whole country because the currency is this dirt, and you bowed down and gave me your liberty, your freedom, your families, your sovereignty, everything for a pile of made-up SDRs that's backed up with our sweat, our blood, our tears. Folks, they raised taxes so bad this year. The CPA says they've gotten rid of all my tax exemptions, everything. I'm going to have to lay people off because I pay it because they'll come arrest me if I don't when it all goes to private offshore banks. I pay my taxes to the Federal Reserve Madoff crime syndicate. Arr! Here's a Reuters headline. White House flow rate of BP spill could increase by 20% during new operation. Oil coming up until August. So 46 days isn't enough for them. We're at day 41 right now. They say it'll be another 5 days till they try this new thing. People thought that might be 46 days. No, now they're saying until August, 80 days. I mean, May's about to end, June. So it just goes on and on and on. What did Thomas Jefferson say? When governments fear the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. But I got FEMA on video teaching that he was a terrorist and bad, because they're terrorists. Mark Twain, I guess they call him a terrorist today as well. I am more concerned about the return of my money than the return on my money. Talking about the government. Look, North Korea is run by a lunatic, Kim Jong-il. And they are involved in provocations. But you notice Japan wants U.S. bases out. You notice that China is being pressured right now to raise the value of their currency because it's completely destroying what's left of our industrial base. And the U.S. troops have been there for 50-plus years. The North Korean regime is on the verge of collapsing. And I've looked at it. The torpedo guts that are left of the supposed torpedo, it's been confirmed now, is a German torpedo, not a North Korean or Chinese torpedo. And it's a perfect way to keep our troops there, a perfect way to menace Japan. And we've got Wayne Madsen joining us for just this segment. Next segment, I'll finish up with those callers that are holding and hit some other news. He worked for RCA as a government consultant on contracts for the National Security Agency. He later worked for the Naval Data Automation Command. He's reported for the Washington Post. The list goes on and on. CNN, you name it, just hundreds and hundreds of reports on national security issues. And he's really, over the years, turned out to be one of the best sources we've got in hindsight. And so here's one of the headlines: attack against South Korean ship looks like a false flag operation. Here's another one from the WayneMadsenReport.com. Beijing suspects false flag attack on South Korean corvette. And so now we go directly to the man, Wayne Madsen, joining us from Washington, D.C. Wayne, break down what you believe has happened and what Beijing thinks.
Well, yes, Alex. What I'm hearing from Beijing is that when this incident first took place, Kim Jong-il, who, of course, is a Stalinist, just like his father was, but he's not a suicidal Stalinist. He was called to Beijing. He never flies because he's afraid somebody will take down his airplane. So he took the train from Pyongyang to Beijing. The Chinese asked him point blank, did you have anything to do with this? He said no, and they were reasonably assured that what he was telling was the truth. Now we know that, that this incident took place near this Pyongyang Island, which is a South Korean island, the westernmost part of South Korea, but it sits directly across from North Korean territory, heavily fortified North Korean territory. But on this South Korean Pyongyang Island, it's a U.S.-South Korean military intelligence base. There are U.S. Navy SEALs present. There was this Eagle Foal exercise going on between the U.S. and South Korea. A civilian U.S. Navy ship, the USNS Salvador, was present. Would just happen to have 16 deep-sea divers on board when this incident takes place. And, of course, and now I'm hearing from Beijing that, of course, that when it first the incident first took place, of course, South Korea thought, well, maybe it was rough seas that caused the hull to fracture, but their story has changed so many times from South Korea. Two things. The real target for this incident was Japan, because the new Japanese government of Prime Minister Hatoyama wanted the U.S. out of this marine base in Okinawa. They're only going to switch it now from Futenma to Camp Schwab, but, you know, they've had enough of these Marines raping little Japanese girls, 12-year-old girls, on their way home from school. This has gone on time and time again, and I know it's Memorial Day, but although we honor our servicemen and those who gave their lives, we also have to remember not every serviceman we send abroad is a shining example.
Well, if we defend this type of raping children, which they've been convicted of over and over again, we then discredit them all.
Exactly. So Japan, the people of Okinawa have had enough of it. But what happened after this incident, the rise in tensions on the Korean Peninsula, Prime Minister Hatoyama, who represents the center-left government, was flipped. He was opposed to the base being moved to another part of Okinawa, and now he agrees with it. And it's caused a split in his own government. His social democratic partner resigned from the cabinet. And then we had this strange spectacle, and I got this from sources in Beijing, that Hillary Clinton and Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, were both in Beijing together, and they were like acting like school kids at these bilateral meetings with the Chinese.
No, I saw the video. They were laughing and giggling and acting weird, and I have the Reuters quotes where Geithner told the Chinese, and I read the quotes in the last hour, so I won't do it again here, But the headline is Geithner tells Europe to emulate China on growth. And in the fourth and fifth paragraph, he says, look, the U.S. is out of money. The American people aren't going to be able to buy your goods anymore. We've maxed them out debt-wise. And so you better become sustainable and only trade with Europe. I mean, even if that was true, to have the Treasury Secretary running around saying America's a dead duck, I mean, are they trying to create a dump of the dollar? I mean, this evil elf is just a treasonous little moron.
Yeah, well, he looks like he just graduated from high school, and I would note that he's also heavily involved in these pickup basketball games, and after my week in Chicago, I'm beginning to think that may be a code word for something entirely different. But on South Korea, we now know that a large percentage of the South Korean population suspects their own government. President Lee Myung-bak this was a false flag. He's a right-winger. He came into office with the sole intention of rationing things up with North Korea. And what does North Korea have to gain from this? Nothing. The special economic zone that they were using to earn hard Western currency, all trade is stopped now. They're talking about sanctions. They had nothing to gain from this, absolutely nothing. And, of course, the South Korean right-wing regime has everything to gain, as did the U.S. with the Okinawa base in Japan.
What about this headline here out of the Times of London where Israel has Dolphin submarines with nukes off the coast of Iran?
Well, they've had two at any given time in the past. Egypt, of course, allows them to transit the Suez Canal from their port in Haifa. They've always had, they've had at least one. Now three, obviously, this Israeli government is hell-bent on starting a war with the Iranians.
Well, I guess my question is this one, in the limited time. Why is it on the cover of the Times of London, you know, Israel deploys nukes off coast of Iran, whereas just a year ago it was taboo to admit that Israel had 400 high-tech weapons?
Well, we just had this interesting thing where the U.S. suggested that Israel join the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They rejected it. Now I think very soon we're going to see maybe a little shift in the U.S. Policy of stating flat out that Israel has nuclear weapons. We know that the deal was done with South Africa. We have Shimon Peres' signature on the deal made with the apartheid regime in 75, where they agreed to share nuclear technology. So I think more and more, and they put Mordecai Vanunu back in prison, apparently. So every time the Israeli nuke issue comes up, they put their nuclear scientist, who's basically blown the whistle on it, they put him back in jail or under house arrest.
Well, it does look hypocritical, saying Iran can't have nukes, peaceful reactors, but Israel can have high-tech weapon systems and the missiles to deliver it. But again, looking at this larger situation, last week it came out that Obama, at one level, had said, please send your uranium for enrichment to Brazil, to France, and Turkey, and we will, basically not attack you. And then when Iran said, okay, we'll ship our uranium out to make sure it's not weapons grade, then suddenly, oh, no, we can't do that anymore, showing there's a fight going on in the administration. WayneMadsenReport.com is the website. Our site's InfoWars.com. Wayne, thanks for coming on about the potential false flag on the Korean Peninsula.
You bet.
We'll be right back with your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us and a lot more. You know, I guess my problem is I've studied history. I know how hardcore vicious it is. I know how my ancestors braved hell on earth to build this country. On my dad's side, my mom's side, Mayflower. Battles in Texas, everything. And I know everybody around the world's fought for the little bit of freedom we've got. When we become a bunch of TV-watching jellyfish that don't know anything about how the world works, we're going to be robbed. Powerful interests are going to take what we got. It's real simple. So on Memorial Day, I want to say this. I love our veterans. I love this country. I love the red, white, and blue. But for those of you out there that claim you love it, you better go research what it really means and decide which side of history you're on. Because what this country's turned into and what our government does desecrates the red, white, and blue. It's the antithesis. It's the opposite of it. Oh, I'm angry, and I'm sick of traitors parading around with American flags wrapped around them while they're doing everything they can to kill what that flag stands for. Ronaldo in New York City. Thanks for holding, Ronaldo. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Alex. So one thing about illegal immigration, like I live in New York City per se. After I got out the military back in, 2003, I noticed, a large influx of, Mexicans around New York City. Before, previously, when I, joined the military, I really didn't notice them. The majority of the Hispanic population in New York City is Dominican and Puerto Rican, just out of nowhere overnight. They're just everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm of Hispanic descent. You know, my family came from Panama. You know, my mother learned how to, speak the language. She learned English. She went to school. She became a nurse, and she instilled education, in us, And I'm successful now. But the one thing about welfare, do you see them shutting down that welfare system soon? So then the people that are on the government slave plantation will eventually riot after they cut off everybody's welfare.
Yes, that's part of the plan. But first, they want to totally break the borders down. That's why they're rushing to do it. They want to get as many people in here as they can. And again, if we didn't have welfare, it wouldn't matter if we had 30 to 40 million illegals because, they're hardworking folks. In fact, they take these hardworking people, intelligent people, and they literally shove government on them and turn them into little globaloids. And that's why we've got to oppose it. I mean, can you imagine what 35, 40 million illegals, over 90% of them, when voting to take our guns and bring in the world government? Look, it's simple. If the globalists are for something, we've got to be against it. And yes, they're going to cut the welfare down to almost nothing once they fully implode the economy. That's the austerity we're hearing about. But first, they're going to get the unwashed masses, no matter, what color they are, but poor. That's how the elitists call us, the unwashed masses, all of us. You have $1 million, you're unwashed to them. If you're not part of their club, part of their family. They want to sick the really poor welfare crowd on the middle class to totally socialize everything nationally. That's what globalism is. Then the internationalists sit offshore and have the money conduited to them. Okay, so that's what the New World Order is, where they set up a global government that selectively robs the middle class and then transfers the money to themselves. Ronaldo, I appreciate your call. And look, NAFTA, GATT, globalism, it hurts Mexico, it hurts the U.S., but it helps consolidate power. NAFTA and GATT destroyed Mexico. That's why they're all pouring up here. I don't blame them. The point is, I don't have the communication system to sit there and somehow deprogram these people. Just like I can't deprogram the average American. I mean, look, open borders is the key to bringing down the U.S., okay? It's a chopped off leg. We're bleeding to death. We got to put a tourniquet on it. We've got to fix it now, folks. Plus, look at American citizens. We're treated like trash. We have the book thrown at us. And then we don't get any respect. Because we're already here. We're already slaves. They want to lure people here to be slaves. It's not just that the illegals are the new slave class. They are. But they're being brought in to join the slaves. Land of the slaves, home of the cowards. That's what the globalists think. I believe we're the land of the free, home of the brave. But look, Memorial Day isn't about John Wayne movies, folks. It's about learning what it is to be an American. Jonathan in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to make a quick statement, only fitting for Memorial Day. Fighting the good fight alongside many others, not licking any boots. I'm on Ed Fox 777 YouTube, that's with two X's. Good movie to watch today. It's only fitting, Don't Tread on Me. That's for the screaming, drooling madman Chris Matthews for his 1984 propaganda-style film. He's coming in June. I just wanted to say that the elites, SNBC, and Chris Matthews is 100% underestimating all of us true patriots.
God bless you, Jonathan. You're awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, Don't Tread on Me on DVD, available at Infowars.com, states' rights, Constitution, democracy versus Republican. democracy versus a republic form of government, Republican form of government. That doesn't mean Republican Party, folks. Relearn or learn for the first time what it is to be an American. It's an idea, not a race, not a color. It's an idea. Don't tread on me. Available at Infowars.com and at PrisonPlanet.tv. Jake in New York, you're on the air, sir. God bless you.
Wow, this is pretty crazy. I've been listening to you for a long time, and pretty cool to be on air now. I've waited a while.
Well, here you are. You're talking to the Patriot baboon, Alex Jones. Go ahead.
yeah, my girlfriend thinks you're really hot too. By the way.
Okay. Well, all right. I do not avoid women, Mandrake, but I do deny them my essence, as General Jack T. Ripper said. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I just read an article on the Times Online UK saying that this consulting firm in London is, I guess, advising the Greeks to leave the Eurozone and default on its debt.
Yeah, here it is.
And
go ahead.
And it, yeah, I mean, you got it right in front of you, but it's saying, I don't know, like Spain would follow suit, possibly Italy. I don't know. It would pretty much take the euro down and put every, like the Dow, I mean, how much would that drop?
That's what the Trilateral Commission said in the mid-70s, is that they would create the Asian Union, the European Union, the American Union. Those have all been in operation for at least 5 years, the euro longer. Again, the public doesn't even know that. But they have the Asian Union, American Union, and the European Union. Then they, so we had Greg Palast, top BBC reporter on, also ABC Nightly News reporter. And he said, you know, he met with some of the, you know, he listed the names, some of the founders of the euro, and they said, no, it's designed to take control of nations and rob them and implode them. So see, the North American Union is about looting. The European Union's about looting. Asian Union's about looting. And then when they're done with those, they dissolve them, and the SDR is created, a global cashless system where you'll still have regional currencies, but they'll be denominated in the SDR. And I was just showing folks earlier watching on PrisonPlanet.tv the Goldman Sachs announcement that globally they're all going to SDRs. So they're going to kill currencies one after the other. And it'll probably take 2-3 years to kill them all. But once they've done that, the bankers won't have to go in and have Federal Reserves anymore and have some connection to taxpayers and some connection to sovereignty. It'll just be the global government, as Gordon Brown said, and as Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, said, global convention, a constitution of the top bankers, and then you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without their digital approval. So this is literally Antichrist-level control.
Can I get your opinion on something?
Sure, fast. We're almost out of time.
Okay, can you give me your prediction on when pretty much everything's going to go to absolute hell?
Well, sir, we've already got 20%+ you know, real unemployment. Things are going to hell. Half the restaurants I try to go to are shut down now. I've doubled my audience every year. And in the past, when we doubled the audience, more revenue would come in. No, that doesn't happen. It's less revenue. It's the real economy is just this slow implosion. But if we don't reverse this, arrest the bankers, the default on the debt's the right way to go. They don't owe this debt. The bankers created thousands of times more assets than there is real things. And then they sucker you in a debt black hole that's impossible to pay back to always give them more, or they threaten to create a depression when you're already in a depression. It's like a boa constrictor that's killing you saying, don't struggle or I'll suffocate you. If you don't struggle and get out, you're going to be suffocated. So it's squeezing you going, psst, it's okay, psst, I'm your friend. I'm squeezing you, but if you don't resist, I promise I'll be nice. And so you relax and go, okay, banker bailout. And it squeezes you even tighter. It's like, there, see, I told you, I'm your friend. So I mean, these people aren't going to stop. Do you understand? We have to stop them. And to do that, we have to stop being liberals, stop being conservatives, and become patriots who understand the true geopolitical system. And after we beat the New World Order, we can decide what type of system we want. I'm sorry to Joshua, Joe, and Kevin. I'll be back live tomorrow on Tuesday if you want to call me on the weekday show, 11 to 3 Central. Get angry about freedom. This is the number one issue. Nothing else matters. If you don't have freedom, you have nothing. The engine of wealth is liberty. Great job, crew.